Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle, the show where we dive deep into the world of fitness, health, business, relationships, and the art of living a balanced life. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Greg, and we're here to give you the benefit of our experiences in the fitness and bodybuilding industry, the corporate world, running a business, personal development, and building healthy relationships.
Whether you're sweating it out in the gym, hustling in your business, or seeking balance in your everyday life, you're in the right place.
So lace up those sneakers and grab that water bottle, and let's get ready to transform our minds, our bodies, and our lives.
Welcome to Fit Body Lifestyle and our fusion hack for today, which is the three questions. The three questions about what, you ask?
What are those three questions? Why do they matter?
I don't know. Tell me. Why do they matter? What are they?
So I will just tell you this, and this definitely translates to the fitness environment, but this is personal. This is professional. These three questions, what we have come up with, and I don't think it's like groundbreaking or anything, but maybe it is. I don't know. Most questions in life come down to these three things. So I'll just tell you what the questions are. First, question number one, what do you want?
Question number two,
why do you want it? Question number three,
what are you willing to do to get it?
That's right. And those questions seem pretty straightforward and pretty easy to get. But what you will find is, depending on where you are in your particular journey, you may struggle with one or more of those questions about what do you really want. And let's just start and just give you a little bit on each one, just to understand it. This is probably more, we will probably go a little bit more in depth later on this, but we just did want to at least introduce those three questions. So the first question, what do you want?
Well, and I just wanted to say, like, why is it important to ask this question?
Right.
I mean, and the reason why is, if you don't know what you want, how are you going to get it? You know, if you're not deciding the direction and the trajectory of your own life and the progress and the things that matter to you, then it will be decided for you. And then you can't complain, because you were never clear on what it was that you were shooting for to begin with. So getting really clear on what you want, and it can be harder than it sounds. I mean, it sounds super simple, but I think it's a little bit harder than what it sounds like.
And I think we can also translate this into personal life, is that Jamie and I met each other at a point where we knew what we wanted. And knowing what you want is one part of that question. The second part of that question, or at least another dimension of it, is being willing to ask for it. And so often in times we're looking at what I can do for myself, and that's good, and we do want to have that self-reliance. But there's another aspect of this, of if there's something that I want and I just need to ask for it, well, then ask for it, because you're just not going to get it if you don't. There's a great book that I love, which is called The Last Lecture, and there's a chapter in there about just ask. And that really ties in to that first question of what do you want, and getting clear on that.
And if you haven't watched that, watch The Last Lecture. Yeah, please watch that.
There's a YouTube video on it. It's a great story.
It's amazing.
And the book is a really quick read too. So, all right. So the what you want. Some people will think that's easy. Some people will struggle with that. And one of the things that I've mentored people on over the years is to prepare an I want list. What is it that you want?
And be specific.
And then the next part of the, and whenever I tell somebody to prepare an I want list, is write what you want and be specific. And it's okay to dream big. So, hey, if you want a Bentley, write down, I want a Bentley. If you want a mansion, write down, I want a mansion. But then the next line underneath that is going to be the why do you want that? And so the why can be, the why is your anchor. The why is the, okay, when it gets hard, and let's face it, it's going to get hard at some level in any journey, why do you want that thing? Why is it important to you?
And why is your why so important?
Right.
If your why is not deep enough, then when it becomes hard is where things are going to falter. And I see this a lot in the competition world, because it's a lot. I mean, to get on stage, there's a lot required. I mean, there's going to be days you're hungry. There's going to be days you're tired. And I mean, no matter what your goals in life, this applies to all of them. But if your why is not strong enough, it's not going to push you through on those days where you just don't, you don't feel like it.
Right.
You know, some days we just don't want to get up off the sofa. I mean, let's be real. Like, we all have those days. So I think peeling back the onion on that why is what's really important. You know, maybe starting with, you know, that initial response of the why, and then going, okay, why is that?
Right.
Why is that?
The five why analysis.
Right. Yeah. Keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. Get as deep as you can possibly get to the root of what's really driving you.
Right. And because that's what's going to sustain you. So, and again, we'll talk about this more in depth, but the last question is the what are you willing to do to get it? That is oftentimes a very I don't think people spend enough time thinking about that question.
Well, and it's funny because you always say that I'm a crazy manifester. And a lot of people say that about me. And my response would be, the reason I accomplish a lot of the things that I set my why to and my want to is that I'm willing to fight. I'm a fighter. And so if I believe in something and I really want it, I will go to the ends of the earth and I'm willing to do what it takes to get it. So, you know, I think the manifestation of things is, you know, interesting because it kind of paints this picture of like something just dropped out of the sky into my lap kind of thing. Whereas, you know, what I like to say is, you know, in this particular question is, what am I willing to do? I mean, I'm a freaking fighter. I'm come out swinging and do any and everything in my power to, you know, make the things manifest in my life that I want.
That's awesome. So that's really it, the three questions. And again, we'll get into a little bit more on these at another time, but we wanted to introduce those three questions to you, let you kind of cogitate on them, percolate on them, modulate on them, whatever that right
journal
word is.
Journal about
on
them.
It's a great thing to journal on. So question number one.
What do you want?
Question number two.
Why do you want it?
Question number three.
What are you willing to do?
Awesome. Thank you for joining us at today's Fusion Hack and the big three.
Be kind to yourself.
Be good to yourself. Be good to each other.
And kind.
Yes. And be safe. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to Fit Body Lifestyle. We hope today's episode has left you feeling motivated and equipped to tackle your fitness goals, business challenges, and the daily dance of life. Remember to value progress over perfection. Life's tough enough alone. Find the chosen family around you to help you along the way.
If you enjoyed today's episode, we'd really appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite streaming platform. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram @FitBodyFusion.